Hare Krishna. Krishnananda Prabhu asks an interesting question. He says that should parents edit the Vedas when they read them to their children because there is some unsuitable content? And here the unsuitability is about too much violence, demons, Prahlad being tortured, hell, hellish planets, and those suffering there. I wouldn't use the word edit because, you know, Prabhupada didn't like such things, and we don't want to edit Shastra. The issue isn't editing. I think the issue really is education and how we educate children. It's not like we're editing mathematics to grade school children, but we're starting at the beginning. And we're presenting the amount of arithmetic and math that they can digest at a particular age. So whether it's parents or teachers or guru, their responsibility is to educate, and educate means you teach according to qualification, eligibility, according to age, according to nature. That's very much the whole principle of Varnashram, which differs a lot from Western education, not Western, but global education, today's education, where everyone gets the same thing. Rather, our approach to education is that people don't get the same thing. They get what they're most inclined towards and what they're going to be best doing. In terms of, reading from Mahabharata and Bhagavatam and Krishna book, I think it will vary. What should we tell them? Should we take out things that are scary? He gives the example that some children have nightmares or are afraid of the dark. They get aggressive. So if that's the case, then definitely we see that that's the nature of children. Then we avoid those things until they become mature enough, grown up enough to be able to understand it, and that they can actually be trained into it, brought into it. I'll get back to that later, brought into a certain topic. Here's an example. I know of a family with two children. When the little Krishna videos come out, wonderful little Krishna videos, the elder girl was scared to look at it because she was scared of the demons. They're not that bad, but they're quite graphic. Meanwhile, the little one has no fear of them whatsoever. So you act accordingly. It seems very natural that according to age, according to nature, according to eligibility, then we will see that children are able to digest and accept parts of Vedic literature. And as they do, then as they mature, as they grow, then things can be presented in more and more complete whole, complete content. And that's what education's about. It's what parents are meant to do. It's what teachers are meant to do. And, of course, there's no question of force, but it's rather an issue of inspiration and being able to keep a balance between we want to take them forward in spiritual life, and at the same time, it's something that they should ultimately want to do. Often that topic comes up about, oh yeah, I don't want to. Of course, now this is not about hearing. This is about chanting japa. I don't want to force my children. Sometimes I have, you know, 14, 15-year-old children, and they're not chanting any rounds. And if I ask the parents, they say, oh, no, I don't want to force them. On the other hand, sometimes I've got 12-year-old children chanting 16 rounds. So is it an issue of force? Of course not. It's not either I force them or they do nothing. But there's the real aspect of education, which is inspiration. So do I know how to inspire them from a young age to chant? And once again, some children will be easier to inspire and others will be more difficult to inspire. Age will also make a difference. But the whole idea is somehow or another to bring out that desire for spontaneous service to Krishna, to hear about Krishna, to chant about Krishna. Should be done, going back again to hearing what they should hear. And that should be done in such a way that increases their attraction, and we don't want to put any obstacles in the way. Ashadate piyas chinvati yasya upadesha shiv nama parada. In fact, that even becomes a disregard of the principles of bhakti and the holy name when we undermine somebody's faith by being too aggressive with Krishna consciousness. Of course, the same thing happens by preaching. Preaching is meant to inspire people, but if we achieve just the opposite, then we've gone against the whole purpose of devotional service. So yes, let's not edit the Vedas, but let's certainly offer to children what they are inspired by and what's actually good for them, what their level of maturity and advancement can accept. So that's it from Krishna Valley on a nice sunny day here. Hare Krishna.